The following is brought to you in association with and as a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here. There are many ways in which you can support the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Perhaps the easiest way is to head on over to iTunes and Stitcher Radio and leave us a review. If you do any shopping at Amazon, go over to ShiningWizards.com and click the Amazon banner. It's not going to cost you anything extra, and a small percentage of your purchase will go to support the show. If you'd like to purchase one of our logo shirts, head on over to ShiningWizards.com/merch and pick one of our latest styles. Or head over to ProWrestlingTees.com/ShiningWizards for our Shining Wizards network and tons of other designs. If you'd like to be our friend on Facebook, join us at Shining Wizards. If you'd like to follow us on Twitter, do so at Wizards Podcast. And if you'd like to send us any kind of email, you can do so at WizardsPodcast@gmail.com. The Shining Wizards Podcast is available on iTunes, Stitcher, Audio Boom, at GeekLifeRadio.com, and of course, at ShiningWizards.com. From all of us at the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast, we thank you for your continued support. And now, enjoy.
Hey, folks, this is Dell, the Patriot Wilkes, and you better be listening to the Shining Wizards, because if you're not, I'm climbing to the top turnbuckle, and I'm going to blast you with a Patriot missile. So it'd be easier for both of us if you listen to the Shining Wizards. From the miserable country of Spain, it's Shining Wizards Tony bringing you a very special edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Today, I am on holiday. I've been here for the past week. Well, as the Brits say, on holiday. And the reason why I say Brits is because our buddy, Baza Smith, is my interview guest on this special episode. I figured since we're pretty much damn near the same time zones, we'd be able to have an actual conversation for a change, and it wasn't the two of us going back and forth calling each other silly names and whatnot. It was actually just a chance of two buddies, you know, shooting the breeze about wrestling and a bunch of other things. I'm sitting inside. I wish I was on the terrace, but unfortunately, it's been pouring like a mother here. So it's good for the people that have been crying that they need, you know, rain for the crops. Not so good when you're on vacation. And to be honest with you, I didn't think there was a whole bunch to talk about yet tonight, as far as the week in wrestling. However, there were a few things that I read. Now, I have not watched any real professional wrestling the past week and a half. I'm sort of on borrowed internet while I'm here, so I haven't been doing a lot of streaming and whatnot, which I probably should be, but even when I can get a good connection, it's kind of dropping out here and there, so unless I really want to piss off the family and start watching a wrestling show during dinner or somewhere around town, you know, it's not such a good idea. And thankfully or not thankfully, however you want to look at it, there hasn't been any wrestling on television unlike the last couple of times I've been here, so there's that. Haven't really found any independent shows. The closest thing that I actually read about was AAA's Triple Mania, which haven't read so many good things. Now, I know a lot of people bitch and moan, and they go, well, you know, you shit on everything. You don't give it a chance. You don't watch it. Listen, if it's as bad or half as bad as I've read about, I'm kind of glad that I didn't watch it, and I'm glad that I didn't try to find it, to be honest with you. I don't know if anyone else in the Shining Wizards world, or if anybody listening has actually seen it, who could back me up or say otherwise on this, but even Rey Mysterio's match, I heard, had some, all kinds of Vince Russo-esque, shenanigans going on. I heard that there was a crippled Viano in one of the matches, and a bug on my arm. Gross. Actually had suffered a stroke a few while ago. I don't even know if it was a few weeks ago, a few months ago, but they had some sort of Viano six-man tag or something like that. And I heard not so many good things. If you want to seek it out and look for yourself, when I get back to the States, I'm going to see if I can try to find it, but didn't hear good things about it, and I guess that's pretty much all I can say, considering I didn't see it. Roddy Piper died since last I spoke to you guys, which kind of sucked, but it did bring an interesting news bit. Actually, a few news bits. Apparently, China showed up at the funeral. The story was that she wasn't invited, that she crashed originally, at least according to X-Pac, but then he actually clarified himself and said that no, China was invited. But what we do know is that China was using this as an opportunity to get close to Triple H to apologize to him. You know something? I mean, I can't sit here in good conscience and shit on China. I know that's probably the cool thing to do, and I know we've done it a bunch of times before. But she's still kind of in a bad place, and I don't know. I just hope that things can start getting better for her. Now, aside from that, she also did come out in an interview recently where she said that she was given the choice of either having a world title run or posing for Playboy, which, of course, she chose posing for Playboy. Now, you can look at it a few ways. One, you know, it was a period of time where she was hot and she was the biggest woman performer, you know, out there, male or female. Well, that doesn't really make sense, but, you know, she was pretty big name. Let's put her on par with, like, a Wendy Richter, you know, who was hot in the 80s, and, you know, she was comparable to Hulk Hogan. I'm not saying that she was comparable to, say, you know, Steve Austin at the time, but she was definitely one of the biggest names and definitely the biggest name in women's wrestling for a long time. And she had a different look. She had a different vibe to her. Could she have gotten a world title run? You know what? In the era of Vince Russo, where Tank Abbott could have gotten a world title run, who knows? But I don't know. All I'm saying is she should be in the Hall of Fame, despite, you know, how many thingies she played with on film. And that's about it on that. So hopefully China's getting better, and hopefully she's in a better place right now. Not meaning that she's dead, but you get what I'm saying. And it's unfortunate that this all had to allegedly go down during the funeral for Roddy Piper. Rest in peace, Hot Scott. That's a reference for Mega Powers because, you know, he loves the black people. A couple of other things. Apparently, when you go to a wrestling event, people don't throw merchandise at the wrestlers. Especially Money in the Bank briefcases, they're not meant to be cashed in when you purchase them. You have to actually earn them in a match. And the reason I say that is because the lovely Canadians, during a house show where Roman Reigns was taking on Bray Wyatt, decided to chuck one of these Money in the Bank briefcases and clock Roman Reigns over the head with it, which of course led to the fan being ejected. Oh, big surprise, surprise. I just thought that was kind of funny. I don't really have anything more to add. Just don't throw things at people. I mean, you know, we all don't like Roman Reigns all that much. That doesn't mean you got free reign to throw things. Free reign, get it? Who else? I don't know. Frank Gifford died. Whoop-de-doo. I made a joke about the King of Anal being dead at age 99 or whatever the hell old he was. And apparently a lot of people didn't know that story. So good luck looking up that. What else was there in the news that I'm kind of... Oh, yeah, to our buddy KP Burke. I think it's great that you open up for Esther Koo, that she worked on your show, but quite frankly, she's not all that funny. Take that for what you will. Sorry you had to delete my post about that. And I think that might be about it. You know what? Let me check my sources aside from that. Oh, the other thing, Jushin Thunder Liger, of course, we all know is going to be at NXT. What do they call them? Revolution? Is that what they call the shows? Brooklyn, which of course the fans over at Full Sail do not really care that they're having this big show, you know, in Brooklyn the night before SummerSlam. Hey, you know what? Tough shit. Hunter wants to take it on the road. Hunter wants to try to take Ring of Honor and PWS's business away. That's his prerogative. And the fact that he's stacking up the card, you know what? Jushin Thunder Liger being on the thing too is pretty awesome. And he actually released a video where he was hoping that the fans would come out and support him, but they don't. He doesn't have to, because the fans are already coming out. As a matter of fact, it's a sold-out deal, which is kind of unbelievable in and of itself. You have NXT sold out the night before SummerSlam, which of course is going to be 4 hours. And you know what? I'm a little intrigued, I'll be honest with you. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with Undertaker and Brock Lesnar. I'm also curious to see if this John Cena-Seth Rollins title-for-title match is going to happen and what exactly is going to happen to the United States Championship. Maybe this is time for them to get rid of it. Ryback is back. Jeez, I'm full of puns tonight. Jesus Christ, it must be the Spanish air or something over here. So Ryback in the three-way with The Miz and Big Show is going to happen. So there's that. And, you know, there's some tag team wacky-do, you know, the Mexican Puerto Ricans, whatever you want to call them, and the primetime players, and a whole lot of color in that tag team title match, if you don't mind the pun. But whatever, that's about all I know. There's a couple of women tag teams. I guess Team Porn Stars is going up against Team, I don't even know what they're called, but, you know, all the bitches are going to be involved. You know, give Divas a chance, and hopefully we get a lot of chances. And it's unfortunate that title is going to be tied up until AJ Lee's record disappears, but whatever. That's their decision, not mine. There might be other stuff involved with SummerSlam, but to be honest with you, I mean, I'm looking forward to Brock Lesnar and The Undertaker. I'll be honest, I'm not looking forward to a 4-hour pay-per-view, so there's that. And I guess I'm going to have to actually turn in for TakeOver. It's stacking up. I mean, Finn Balor's defending against Kevin Owens, and I'm sure there's going to be tons of other good matches, which a ton of you probably know about. I know Tyler Breeze is taking on Jushin Liger, so there's that. And I don't know if there's any other wrestling going on this weekend. I don't have the list of plugs, but they're all the usual suspects. Pro Wrestling Syndicate, House of Glory, Lucha Underground, which I believe is coming back for their second season soon. Smash Wrestling. Support your local indies and support the good indies. Don't give like the shitty, you know, like, oh, we're just going to put on some jeans and some wife beaters and go beat the hell out of each other in a fake ring. You know, like, I was thinking about this, actually. Support the people that actually deserve to be supported. Support the good stuff. Support the okay stuff. The guys that aren't really trained and don't really know what they're doing, don't support them. Don't keep that business running. Support who you know. You know who you need to support. I guess that's the way I'm going to say it. And enjoy what you watch. And if you don't enjoy something, well, you know, don't enjoy it. Who cares? Whatever. You're a wrestling fan. Go out and check out whatever. I think that's about it for me. I think I've only done like 10 minutes, but I guess this is going to be just an extended commercial break. But when I come back, I'm going to be speaking. Actually, I spoke to Baza. I don't even know his friggin' name. Mr. Smith. Let's call him that. He's the grandson of Davey Boy Smith. I'm sure he's going to get a kick out of that. I don't think there's any relation. I mean, Smith is probably like, I don't know, Jones or you know, Chin. I don't know what I'm saying anymore. But my interview with Baza is coming up in just a few minutes. I'm going to let my friends speak. Oh, there's one other thing that I forgot to mention. I'm not sure if you guys that are listening listen to the Shining Wizards Network, but one of our fellow broadcasters from the Inconclusive Breakdown, Timmy Schisler, is in the hospital right now. And he's not in such good shape. I don't really have that many details. I've been talking to Justin Anderson about it, but please keep him and his family and, of course, you know, all the guys that he's friends with in your thoughts and prayers. Send them some well wishes on Facebook, you know, Justin Anderson, the Inclusive Breakdown page, or Timmy Schisler direct. I'm sure they'll be happy that you guys, you know, to know that you guys are thinking about him. So just like I said, just keep him in your thoughts and prayers. I don't know too much about it, but I know it's pretty serious. So anything that you could do for that. I will be back in just a few with my interview, but in the meantime, just a funny bit from me and my son, and just a couple commercials. Enjoy. Or not. I don't give a shit. Whatever.
You probably have 80 podcasts in your queue that you'll never catch up on, but I bet none of them cover the worlds of professional wrestling and heavy metal music.
That's where Neckbreaker fills the gap. We drink a truckload of beers, interview the best metal bands, and cover the latest pro wrestling headlines, all in one drunken mess of a podcast.
Find our episodes on iTunes, the Shining Wizards Network, Stitcher Radio, and neckbreaker.net. Be sure to follow our drunk and irrelevant updates on Twitter and Facebook at NB Podcast.
Shalom, it's the unprofessional Jewosaurus, Jay Sovet, right here to tell you about Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast. It's myself, Kevin Matthews, Pat Buck, and our newest member, former WWE superstar Kurt Hawkins, now going as Brian Myers, because the man needed something else to do on Monday nights now that he was free. Two and a Half Wrestlers Podcast, available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and of course, right here at Shining Wizards Network.
Hey, it's your boy, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, inviting all of you, when you're done with this podcast, head back on over to the Shining Wizards Network. That's right, shiningwizardsnetwork.com, where myself and Dave Mega Powers are the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast, covering everything from the current to the way back. It's the Turnbuckle Throwbacks on the Shining Wizards Network. shiningwizardsnetwork.com, entertainment here.
Hi, this is Justin.
And Tim.
And Vince.
And Timmy.
And we are your hosts of the Inconclusive Breakdown Podcast, bringing you the best in entertainment news and opinions. We cover the worlds of movies, TV, music, sports, video games, comic books, and of course, professional wrestling, as well as pop culture top 10 lists and fan castings. New episodes every Sunday. You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Proud members of the Shining Wizards Network.
What's up? It's Mike from The Midnight Jury. The Midnight Jury is a podcast where you, the listener, are able to be transported back to the 80s and 90s every Friday to talk about everything pro wrestling, pop culture, and horror. From segments such as My Five Fun Facts in Under 2 Minutes and Adam's Finally Rediscovered, to past guests such as Jake the Snake Roberts, Buff Bagwell, and the horror icon, Chucky himself, Ed Gale, you will find yourself going back to the days before iPhones and social media to when it was all about records, Walkmans, arcades, and malls. Find us on Facebook and Twitter and join myself and my co-host Adam every Friday on The Midnight Jury. Available on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and Audioboo for the Shining Wizards Network, and Fridays at 5, 4 Central to start your weekend on Geek Life Radio. ShiningWizardsNetwork.com. Entertainment here.
What's up, everybody? This is Dave Destruction of Pro Wrestling Syndicate, and I'm here to talk to you about Thursday Night Destruction. Join me every Thursday night exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network, where we talk about the world of professional wrestling, professional sports, and I might give you a couple tips on how to live your life. Join me every Thursday night for Thursday Night Destruction exclusively on the Shining Wizards Network.
So I'm here with Tony, and he's got an observation about the difference between the toilets in Spain and the toilets in America. When you sit on the toilet in Spain, what happens when you're pooping?
It goes kaplunk, kaplunk, kaplunk.
And then what happens when it goes kaplunk?
It splashes on your butt and your pee-pee.
That doesn't happen in America?
No.
Why is that? What's
because
the difference?
They make the toilets right, but when it's in Spain, it's just retarded.
But why is it retarded?
Because they don't make the toilets right because they have a medical problem.
Wait, so the designer of the toilet has a medical problem?
The person who made the toilets, yeah.
Maybe they made the toilets because they had a medical problem and they were trying to solve it.
Yeah.
So then it goes kerplunk, kerplunk.
Yeah.
And where does it splash?
Instead, they're trying to get surgery on their mind, just made it worse, and they became dumb.
What are you even saying? How come you're not this funny all the time?
I don't know.
I think the bell's ready for dinner.
Okay, we'll cut off the video for a minute.
The video? What video?
Your video.
This isn't video. All right, say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
We'll be right back.
to you, my friend. How are you today?
How we doing, Big Tony Z?
We are hanging out, man. How about yourself? Everything's cool?
This is fucking weird. First time I've spoken to you sober.
Well, not only that, but it's the first time we actually had a chance to talk and we're pretty much on the same time zone, you know?
Yeah, because you're only about an hour in front of us down in La Coruña, aren't you?
Yeah. How's the new tennis table treating you?
Table tennis, it's getting use, but it's making a very good beer table for the local hoodlums.
Nice.
That's about all you... I mean, fuck me, man. I mean, come on, this is England. You know, we get fucking semi-gale-force wind every day and they put an outdoor fucking ping-pong table. I mean, what a bunch of fucking dicks. And it cost them $2,500.
That's really fucked up, no matter how you look at it.
Yeah, a great use of fucking taxpayers' money. Well done, them cunts.
Well, it could be worse. It could be back in the United States where we protest black people getting killed every other week, but that's another story.
Yeah.
But here in Spain,
they
put their racism right up on Front Street here in Spain, actually.
Yeah, they're not averse to it. They like a bit of digging at the brown faces out there.
You know, we're supposed to be in the middle of like a festival season here. However, no one was out last night. And then when I was at one of the local bars, I realized that there was a big soccer match last night. Sorry, football with who was it? It was Barcelona and Seville. And it actually
Barcelona and Sevilla in the UEFA Super Cup, which is basically the Champions League winners, well, Barcelona, play the Europa League, which is like the European B competition.
Yeah.
And Sevilla won that, so it's like an all Spanish game basically, which proved to be very entertaining.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I was kind of surprised they wound up going into overtime. I didn't catch the end of the game, but I read this morning that Barcelona pulled it out.
Extra time.
Yeah. See, I'm up on the football. A little bit.
Yeah, we call it extra time over here, not fucking overtime.
Whatever. It is what it is.
Yeah, indeed.
Hey, at least one of your players didn't have an altercation in the locker room of the preseason, have his jaw broken. I don't know if you heard about Geno Smith, the quarterback of the Jets.
Yeah, so I was reading about that yesterday.
Oh,
he's been out for about 6 to 10 weeks or something, isn't he?
Yep. The Jets can't catch a break. No breaks given to the Jets.
Yeah, I think Kevin posted something about here goes the Jets merry-go-round, or words to that effect.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I'm a Giants fan, so I could give two shits about the Jets.
Fuck them.
Right in the arse. So this past weekend, actually for the past couple of weekends, you've been taking in a lot of wrestling. I don't know if you're interested.
I've been taking a lot of wrestling for the last few months.
Yeah, that's the way it's been seeming. Tell us about this past weekend. You caught it was for Progress? Am I wrong?
No, last weekend was for International Pro Wrestling United Kingdom.
Gotcha, IPW UK.
Yeah, which is run by the lovely Dan Edler. And we had our summer, he ran a summer bonus show, which has become the kind of home of IPW now, the Angel Centre in Tunbridge in Kent, not far from where I live, with a Red Dragon on the card, which was a very surreal.
That's a nice treat, man. Those guys can really go.
They can indeed. And they held a training seminar as well, and I had the chance to speak to a couple of the trainees about the sort of input Red Dragon was having, and they said they was very honest with everyone, which is what you want really from the standout talent on the world stage, whether the critique is good or bad. You want to have something to take away that, you know, yes, you're doing this right, and no, you're doing that wrong, and this is what you need to improve on get to where you're going.
And I think a lot of people are too quick to get hurt or angry when someone tells them they're doing something wrong, especially in this day and age.
Oh, definitely, because I think it's across the board with young folk in any sport now that they think they've made it before they've even got there, you know?
No, of course. Hey, is IPW, is that the organization where Jimmy Havoc is the champion?
Jimmy Havoc became champion. He lost the Progress title Chapter 20, Thunder Bastard Beyond Thunder Bastard. Will Ospreay is your new Progress champion. But okay. this past weekend, Jimmy Havoc took on the IP. Well, Jimmy Havoc, who was holding the All England title, took on. Do you remember a guy called Bad Bones who used to be in TNA?
Yeah.
The German dude, yeah. Well, he was holding the IPW strap, and it was a TLC title for title encounter, in which Jimmy Havoc came out on top after a bit of skullduggery by one of Vince Russo's minions.
God, Vince Russo. What do you think of Vince Russo?
I've got no real opinion on him, to be honest.
Oh, come on. He's like the Young Bucks. Either people really love him or really can't stand him.
I mean, like, he goes out of his way to say words wrong because of his New York accent, and a lot of people buy into that shtick, but...
Of course they do.
Just is what it is. I don't know how much more we're going to see of him. He just seems to float in and out of things. It's not like he comes over on a regular basis.
Well, any chance he can get for a paycheck doing the wrestling business, I'm sure he's happy to travel wherever he needs to.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely, like anyone.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
We must have had a great effect on CJ Parker, because 2 days after being on IPW card, he announced his retirement.
Nothing but trouble, oh, you guys are.
Yeah, this is my future, is it? Fuck it, I'm getting out now. No, but funny enough, one of my pals said when we was CJ Parker was actually in a six man. No, sorry, it was a freeway with... Just got to double-check something here because I was half pissed at the event.
That's all right. Take your time. We're cool.
Yeah, it was in a... That's it. It was in an international triple threat match with one half of the geezers, Sebastian. And you got to check their stuff out, man. The geezers have taken the UK British scene by... The British wrestling scene by storm.
The geezers. I'm going to have to look into those guys.
Yeah, GZRS. I'll send you a link at some point.
Okay, I think I saw you talking about them.
They're a lot of fun. I mean, how many wrestling matches? I mean, later on in the card, the other half of the team, Tom Irvin, took on the Mexican Eagle. And in a match which included a 15-foot slip and slide.
That sounds awesome. How was that set up? What did that look like?
A lot of fun. A lot of fun indeed.
I'm going to have to check that out.
But back to CJ Parker, he was in a freeway triple match. He was in a triple threat match with Sebastian and Jonathan Windsor, with Windsor taking the pinfall on CJ Parker. But he just didn't. It's the first time I can honestly say that I've been to a show and someone looked like they was just going through the motions. And really? I don't like saying that because, you know, these dudes are getting in the ring doing stuff I could only fucking dream of. But he just seemed to lack a bit of fire and intensity, like a friend of mine commented on. And then, you know, as you know now, 2 days later, he put it out on his Twitter that he was calling it a day at the end of this month. He's honouring his dates this month, and then that's it, he's getting out. But how long that stays in place, your guess is as good as mine, because you know, a retired wrestler is only one match away from a comeback, isn't he?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Look at how many times Terry Funk's retired, or even Mick Foley for that matter. You know what it is?
And still,
like you said, maybe if he's not feeling it, maybe he just needs to step away for a little bit.
Yeah, quite possibly.
You know,
yeah. because I listened to, I don't know if you've had the opportunity to listen to it yet, but there was a very good interview with Truth Martini on Colt Cabana's podcast last week.
No, I haven't checked it out yet. It's funny because...
Very, very good. Everyone should listen to it, to be honest. It's one of the best he's done for a long time. Truth Martini was saying that because CJ Parker actually trained at his school in Detroit.
Okay.
And I was saying about how he's ditched NXT... And Truth was saying about how he was looking to travel around the world to take in different styles and, you know, just experience something new. And it's lasted all of about a fucking month, isn't it? You know, maybe now that he hasn't got that security of NXT, it's not for him to actually work at it, which a lot of the guys have to do on the indie scene, didn't they?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, some guys think that they're getting into it and they don't realize how much work it is, and, you know, they may not be at that point where they're ready to commit to that kind of work, and then that's why some of these guys will disappear for a while, and then when they come back, it's like they're a completely different person and, you know, all gung-ho, move straight ahead, and it, you know, the time away actually pays off better for them in the long run, at least from my experience, from what I've seen.
Yeah, because Truth did say that CJ pretty much came straight out of his training academy and straight into NXT. So he's always at it comfortable, so to speak, knowing what's happening from day to day and not really having to do too much himself. Whereas, yeah, you know, I can imagine that after leaving NXT and then all of a sudden he's got to do everything himself, it can be quite a shock to the system and maybe one he wasn't quite ready for.
Yeah, it could possibly have happened. Well, if he really likes the business that much, I'm sure this will just be a small bump in the road, and, you know, we'll probably see him maybe in a year or two or three from now.
Oh, definitely. He'll probably just kick back, take some time to reevaluate his life and whatnot and see what he really wants to do.
Exactly. Exactly. Hey, you guys, you subscribe to the network yet or no?
I have.
So you have, so you do currently?
Yeah, I subscribed, I succumbed about 2 months ago, I suppose.
Okay.
Got the first month free, like everyone does, and now I'm paying for it.
Well, of course. I mean, I've been paying for it since day one, and every month that I see another idiot's getting another free month, I get pissed off, but, you know.
Yeah. But I think that's only for new subscribers.
Yeah, but, you know, I think I can come up with 12 different emails during the year.
Yeah. A lot of fucking around, though, isn't it?
Are you up on the card? I'm looking at this again because I've had to catch up on things, and I don't know. Are you feeling the show this year? You think it's going to be something special, or is it going to be just another $9.99 pay-per-view?
Well, SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Well, to be fair, I don't even watch the product anymore.
Uh-oh. You mean stopped watching? You actually stopped trying to be entertained?
Yes, quite some time ago. I'll watch it. I'll pick it up now and again because what we get in England, I mean, I don't know if you guys get it in the States, but we'll get almost like cut down shows because you'll have the 3-hour live show on a Monday night, and then throughout the duration of the week, you can actually watch it in full on repeat, or there's a 2-hour show, or there's even an hour long show. It's almost like an extended highlight show, which just goes to show the amount of shit that they're putting into a 3-hour show.
Now, if they can
cut down the important stuff to a fucking hour.
If the hour was on Monday nights, that would be the great show.
Yeah.
You know, but what do I know? I'm not a billionaire. What do I know about this stuff? You know,
I mean, you know, I'm 39 now. I haven't got 3 hours to dedicate to hopefully getting 20 minutes of shit out of a fucking show that I'm going to enjoy.
Shit. Being 39 doesn't even matter. You got drinking to do.
Yeah, you know. No, I tend to spend my time. I've signed up to, I mean, basically I've got the network, so I can go back and watch the old stuff. I don't think I've watched anything later than 92 at the moment.
Oh, 92. That was the last time SummerSlam was in jolly old England, right?
Yeah, I think it was, wasn't it?
Or the only time, I should say. Now, was a young Baza there for that show?
No.
No?
No. No, because my old man was always working and never had the time to take me such events. I missed out on a lot of shit as a kid because of my old man working all the fucking time.
Well,
so I just ended up kicking about the streets, making my own entertainment with the rest of the rest of the kids.
At least you had a valid excuse. I mean, my old man was just like, "That shit's fake. I'm not taking you."
No, I used to watch what I could on TV because we used to get World of Sport over here.
Yeah.
And my first indie show would have been around about 1986.
Damn.
In an agricultural hall, where basically it was made as an agricultural hall as it was then. it's since been leveled and become a cinema complex like most things do.
Well, of course.
But basically, this place was a couple of times a week would be where farmers would take like their livestock, cattle, and other stuff to like sell off to like butchers and the like. Hence the name Agricultural Hall. But yeah, it was used for pro wrestling as well. And the what was it? The first. The actual main event was Rollerball Rocco and Kendo Nagasaki. I don't know if you're familiar with those names.
Yeah.
But they were synonymous with the world of sport back in the day.
Shit, I was going to ask you if you saw anybody that made anything of themselves at that show, and look at that.
Yeah. Well, funnily enough, I wish I'd had the chance to go up to her and say thank you. But I don't know if you're aware of a famous female wrestler from our shores called Klondike Kate.
No, and, I know a Klondike, but not Klondike Kate.
but she was on that very first show I went to, and then this past Sunday, she came to the show with a former TNA referee, Steve Linsky, who was refereeing on the show. And I just wanted to go up to her and say thank you, because she was on that card that ignited my interest in professional wrestling.
Were you afraid to go up to her?
Well, no. It just I didn't have. She was so taken up with talking to like the other talent and that. You just don't want to go piling in like the archetypal fucking fan who doesn't give a shit about anything just to get their own jollies. You know, I'll try to be a bit more respectful than that.
You could have walked up and said like, "Hey, you cunt! Thank you."
Yeah, that would have gone damn well.
Yeah, for me, it would have. It would have been a great story.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been good for my fucking features, though, with the backhanders I would have got.
So I take it you're not looking forward to SummerSlam at all. I'm really not either. I mean, there's some huge matches, but...
Anthony, come on. I can watch the pay-per-views now, like the big four, and enjoy them for what they are because I don't watch the product.
Yeah.
Because, you know, because I know that Eddie gets wound up with the storylines, this, that, and the other. And I don't need to watch it, really, because listening to you guys and the other network shows, I'll get the gist of what's going on anyway, but I don't get wound up wasting my time sitting there watching it, hoping for something to happen. Or hoping for something positive to happen. No. But no, I can still enjoy the Big Four as a standalone event and just enjoy it as a fan, you know, without needing to know any storylines or, you know, what led to this match, so on and so forth.
Yeah, and I'd rather take more hours at work on Monday than rush home and watch 3 hours of wrestling. That's where I am in my life right now.
Yeah, I mean, I work every Monday night anyway, Tony. So unless I book holiday, I don't have a Monday night off. And so I tend to follow up through, like, listening to you guys. And if there's anything worth watching from there, I can go and find it through the network now.
Yeah, well,
that was a cool thing. You know what I mean?
That's kind of the pain in the ass, though, that they don't really replay anything on the network because they have contracts with, like, you know, all these other, like, the actual TV networks and cable networks and whatnot to air this shit. So it's like you can't even, like, Tuesday morning go, like, oh, I could watch Raw on the network. Eh, it's not going to be there for a while.
Yeah.
I mean, they do.
I mean, it's always nice to know if there's a match worth watching because, you know, the gig, like, you know, you're getting up there with, like myself, and you know your time's limited to watch any wrestling, let alone like WWE. So it's nice to know that further down the line that you know that there was a decent match. You can go, back, oh, I'll give that a spin. I've got, you know, half hour to kill or whatever. Let's go and see what the fuss was about this match and whatnot.
Yeah, that's kind of where we are now, you know, being the older wrestling fans that we are, I guess.
Yeah. Cause, I mean, I'm quite fortunate because my lad's 24 now. And so my afternoons when I get up, they're pretty much my own once I've like, helped the missus out with a bit of fucking housework and whatnot. you know, You've got to pay the piper.
No, of course.
No, but I spend a lot more time with... I watch Ring of Honor religiously now. I've subscribed to that. I'm subscribed to Progress. So get all their content on demand, which you guys can get over there. I think it's $7 or $8, somewhere around there, for Progress on demand.
That's not bad. That's not bad at all. And, I mean, and a lot of the organizations are doing that. I know National Wrestling Alliance has something going now with whatever footage they have left. New Japan, of course, has had theirs for a while now.
Well, I've signed up to that as well.
Jesus.
I've got... It works out that I've got the Network, Ring of Honor, Progress, and New Japan. And it costs me not far under £25 a month.
That's not bad at all.
Which is about the same cost as a T-shirt. And I've got enough fucking T-shirts.
Yeah, wow, that's not bad at all. And I don't blame you for not having time to watch Raw for 3 hours.
I'm still waiting for... Yeah. I mean, I picked up a nice Red Dragon one last weekend.
I saw the picture of it. It's pretty sweet.
And I was expecting it to be here by now, but I am still waiting for a Drew Gulak T-shirt. I'm wondering if he's holding on to it just for my piss taking a while ago.
Don't hold your breath. I don't know if you saw Drew put a picture of himself up with his brother, and they're in full tights, and it leaves nothing to the imagination.
No, his brother for a moment reminded me of that bloody... Daivari. Didn't you think?
Oh, yeah, a little bit now that you mention it.
Bald head, beard, hook nose.
It's like the fucking Indian Gulak.
Yeah. Give him a plate of samosas, he'll be wild away.
Well, my wife's crying. She's got to go see one of her friends over here. I don't know, some woman who's down on her luck and she hasn't seen her in like 10 years and...
Yeah,
I know. It's typical bullshit. I'd rather sit out here and bullshit with you some more. But before I let you run, my friend, you want to throw some plugs out there? Do you want more followers on Twitter? Maybe one or two? Or
I don't use it a lot, to be honest. But if anyone wants to follow me on Twitter, they can follow me at Wrestling Monkey. Or look me up on the... I mean, I'm always adding... I'm more than happy to add friends who have, you know, got a mutual love of pro wrestling on my Facebook page. They can find me, Bazza Smith. My picture on there, let's see a picture of me with Kazuchika Okada.
Yes, he's the one that looks like the wrestling monkey.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, need to get a picture with Chipitaka now.
Shit, this was fun, man. You should stay sober when you call more often.
Yeah, I'll probably talk a lot more normally as well, don't I?
Well, in fairness...
I remember Kevin saying... Have you ever heard anyone speak slower when they're drunk?
Yeah, Kevin.
Yeah. But I've got a week off at the end of the month, so I'll make sure I'm available to call in for a show then.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I mean, I'm supposed to head back to the States Wednesday next week, but I don't know what we're doing for a show next week, actually. I'll have to talk to the boys about that, but I know
I'll tell you fucking what.
What's up?
There's an idea. I don't know how or if this could work, but I know for a fact that at the end of this month, a certain Jimmy Havoc is going to be in New York.
Oh, no shit.
Straight up.
Who's he working for?
I think he's just there on a break.
Oh, for real? He's probably coming in for SummerSlam to check out some of the other shows.
I don't know what the ins and outs are. All I know is that the last week of I would assume he'll be out there for 10 days to 2 weeks. You don't go out to New York for a fucking week, do you?
No, of course not.
But again, it depends on his schedule. It might only be a week. But hit him up if you want. Hit him up on the fucking. Do you know how to find him on the Twitter?
No. Give us his Twitter.
No, his Twitter will just be at Jimmy Havoc.
Oh, perfect. Well, then I guess we know how to find him.
Yeah. I mean, like, you know, it would be superb if you could get him on a show or make something work. I don't know what his availability is like.
That wouldn't be a bad idea. Yeah, I'll have Matt work on that because I don't think Matt's doing much of anything except throwing pizzas around these days.
Yeah, Mr. Tubby.
Well, Mr. Smith, this has been a lot of fun. I really appreciate you taking some time out.
I'm sorry if it comes out a bit moody, but I'm not used to doing this sort of shit, particularly sober.
No, it's absolutely fine.
I know what
fine,
to prepare
dude.
For in future.
Absolutely fine.
Good.
All right, my friend.
I look forward to talking to you guys in the future then.
Oh, absolutely. Always looking forward to taking your call, sir.
All right.
All right, enjoy the rest of your night, man.
Enjoy the rest of your holiday, sir. We'll speak soon.
Thank you much. Take care.
Bye now.
This is Ring of Honor superstar Nigel McGuinness, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Stay tuned, wankers.
That was my interview with Bazza Smith. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You know, it was something a little bit different. Like I said, I wanted to be able to speak to him just to, you know, get in touch where it wasn't just him giving us some drunk ramblings where it was like 3 a.m. for him at the end of our, you know, when we record our, excuse me, Jesus. Wow. I'm really just full of everything tonight. So that's about it. Hopefully when I'm back, maybe not next week, but the week after that, we can get an actual, all of us in studio together again. I know, Eddie's got an interview that he did with JP Mayer. Yes, John Mayer, for all of you people in the know. So that should be coming out soon. I hope you guys enjoyed the Tier 1 special. I have not had a chance to listen to it yet. I lived part of it, so I know some of what's in there, and I know that I may have been a little inappropriate in there, haha. But that's about it. Until I'm back stateside, this has been Tony in Spain, and go fuck yourselves. Later.
Hey, yo, five. Why don't you tell these niggas what's up and drop some signs, baby?
I'm looking down so watch you get up. And you think you little kid, you shut the fuck up. And put up or shut up, go get up. You got up, dealing with your bullshit kid. I'm really getting fed up, let up. Stop trying to act like it was me. The one and only one, you know I just might be. The funkiest kid that ever scaled 2 feet. Coming with the bone metal, shaking concrete. To me, you can't, so I don't think that you can try to. Fight at the funk, I guess I'm gonna fight you. Try to, I like to get that ass on the move. Shake a big old booty to the chaos room. I'm ruining my boy, you with the funky jam. Chaos room. Get out, check it out. So would you get up? Get up and get up. I get down. Get up and get up. I get down. Get up and get up. I get down. Woo! Yo, if I'm a filmmaker, then you must be a puppy. I'm not provided, then you must be a guppy. Girl, you wanna hug me? Yeah, I know you do. You wanna get busy with the chaos crew. Hey, yo, fuck you. Boy, not a hugger, Mr. Man. Can you dig it, man? Can't get sick of rhymes ever since the first grade. I'm not a special ed, but I think I got a man. I'm getting late, sipping blues. And it's all good, getting up and going down like I knew you could. And then it's too dark, then I got me a dream. I used to write songs, but now I got a team. With the chaos group, make the girlies move. And once again, we're out to prove that you can all get up and get up. Get up and get up. Get up and get up. I can start a ruckus and get the room moving. Chill in the junkyard, now cash moving. I'm proving my point. I'm the chaos group joint. When I'm on the fucking mic, you know I'm always on point. I turn his mother out and then I beat you with my hammer. I pass the mic to follow it, that's crazy, no work. Yo, I ain't Kareem, but yo, ain't no so what you get up? Get up and get up! Again!
Get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get up, get the fuck up, get the fuck up, get up. Chaos Crew! And you don't quit, baby! Woo-hoo! We're dropping it for night 6, you don't quit!